From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Growth Energy recently filed an amicus brief at the U.S. Court of Appeals in the San Antonio refinery versus the EPA. The case pertains to a group of refineries seeking to avoid complying with the renewable fuel standard. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the oil industry should stop playing the victim and get on board with the most successful climate policy enacted to date. Agriculture checkoff groups jointly announced opposition to legislation they say attacks commodity checkoff programs. An amendment would prohibit USDA from using any tax dollars to administer commodity checkoff programs. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, American Soybean Association, National Pork Producers Council, and National Milk Producers Federation jointly opposed the effort. NCBA Policy Division Chair Tim Schwab says the amendments target programs like the beef checkoff and is a direct attack on America's farmers and ranchers. The Animal Ag Alliance and National Institute for Animal Agriculture have partnered to combat misinformation about animal ag. NIAA will serve as a resource for scientific research and educational expertise. Alliance President Hannah Thompson-Weeman says this partnership will give us greater access to technical experts to make sure we're communicating accurate, science-backed, expert-supported information.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.